we go. Because I can say great day heaven high, heaven bound on the mission, the real agenda. And guess what? Y'all still ain't catching on. Because you know why? You don't know God's slang. And that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all a little something. It's time to rebuild the church. First episode of season 7 of God's Number One Workers Podcast. Gotta spread the gospel, you know. Here we go. Hey, you say you for God, but you said I'm a Christian. That's the number one now. I remember people said they were Baptist, but now they say they Christian. I'm a Christian. Jesus Christ. Okay, if y'all such believers, why you so non-believing? That's what I'm tripping off of. You got crosses, you got images, you're on the wrong day. It's money, 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 money. You celebrate man holidays, days, days, days. What you gotta say now? Now you done got so you let woman preach. You marry homosexuals in the church. Y'all didn't even invite the devil in the church and ain't even hiding. Your preacher dressing is cross dressing. Oh, I see it cross. I know who your boss is. It ain't G-O-D. It's Satan. It's the devil. You done let him in the church. Got 15 churches on one corner like y'all selling drugs. Come on now. Religious people. Ain't it amazing? All these different beliefs in God, but the same devil at the end of the day. The same devil. How can you be for God if you're not following God? Half of y'all don't even know the Holy Bible. And half of that half just doing what somebody told you. Well, my mama, yeah, my daddy, my grandparents, they been going to the church that ain't doing right since I was born. And before I was born, and before I was born. So what? God been here before anything, and the devil been here before man. Okay, his name was Lucifer. He was an angel in heaven, and you think he can't deceive you when man deceiving you? 20, 30 years later, that same preacher you put all that into, come to find out he this, that, and the other. Sin on top of sin on top of sin. They used to code all the women. Date all the women in the church. Then they start dating men in the church. Now they date children. You know, then they part of these demonic organizations. You know, hey, what you need all that for? You know, what you need all that for? I see you having a house and a car because that's your job. You working, and God said, I'm going to provide you with things, but you don't need a house so big until you like, how you pay the light bill in this place? Why this thing look like a mall? What you need a helicopter for? What kind of business you taking care of that you need a helicopter spreading the gospel? And why is your church looking like a town? Man, you got 100,000 people in this church. Yeah, it's time to rebuild the church, y'all. It's time to call them all out. And look, don't worry about the people who don't want to listen. Let them sit there. Either two things go happen. Either they go catch on, or they go be in hell. That's just plain and simple. You know, a lot of people just want attention, be a part of something. But it's amazing how they want to be a part of crap, but they don't want to be a part of God facts. Man, I'm stepping back. And when I say step back, I ain't moving back. I'm stepping back. Like, I'm getting away from y'all. I'm sick of that negative energy. I see it everywhere I go. I hear it everywhere I go. Matter of fact, I was scrolling through Twitter Spaces today, and I seen a handful of people telling the name of the space was basically saying, well, God, he ain't showed up yet. I said, I wouldn't even dare entertain y'all, because that's going to be entertainment. Ain't going to be no decency talking to y'all. Me talking to y'all and you talking like that, I ain't got to do nothing to say one thing. Explain water. Tell me ain't no God. And then, you know, like I said, but the church got to be rebuilt because the church is so messed up. The church think what they doing is right. That's when they've been making mockery of church so long. I used to get mad back in the days, but now I see. I was young. I see. I was like, why they making mockery of God? Because you got so many people in everyday life mocking God. Mocking God. Come in the church because that's all you go to it. You're a slave all the rest of the days, and then that one little handful of minutes you believe in God, but you ain't even calling God out. And then you screaming that demon name out every time you get. Yeah, I know the demon I'm talking about. The one who name start with the letter A. And he's a son demon. Yeah, it's time to rebuild the church. Let me show you how we go rebuild the church. First of all, you make a relationship with God yourself. You don't need nobody. You don't need to be talking to nobody about your privateness. You know all the holy commandments. You don't have to pray in front of a bunch of people. God said pray in private. Then look like God wants you to look. Men, cut that hair off your head. All that long hair. God doesn't approve. Get the gold out your face and around your body. You don't need all that. Take off them raggedy clothes, ripped jeans and all that. That ain't got nothing to do with God. Stop wearing all them symbols and them names you don't know nothing about. Quit trying to impress people. Because people can't get you into heaven. Okay? Start with that. Get you one woman. Marry her if you're not already married. Raise your children. Stop calling them kids. This is the beginning of rebuilding the church. Because see, if the man steps up and does his job and follow all 613 God's holy commandments, you'll be all right. Because you ain't going to be all right if you think you're going to do what you want and make excuses. Because God know. And woman, put some clothes on. Oh yeah, and everybody take the tattoos off. Woman, stop wearing them ridiculous clothes. Stop buying them expensive clothes. Because all that's a sin. Get the jewelry away. Stop piercing your body and your skin. Oh, everybody got, you know what I'm saying? Stop redoing your body. Because it starts with you. And watch what come out your mouth, too. Watch what you come out your mouth. Know God's holy commandments and stop trying to run stuff talking about some black woman power and woman empowerment. No, sit down because the devil gonna slap you in your face because he laughing that he's setting you up for the downfall now. But y'all don't get it. This is how we rebuild the church. And that preacher, if he ain't following God's holy commandments, he's false. I'm talking about all of it. Stop putting this. You ain't got to put the suits on. You can come to church. As long as you fresh and you clean. You could throw your little $1 t-shirt on or $5 sweatshirt and a pair of jeans and some tennis shoes and call it a day. Stop trying to look impressive. What you need that suit on. That suit don't represent nothing. Stop doing your hair and looking all like a something off the street corner. And follow God's holy commandments from top to bottom. A lot of y'all need to start from the beginning of the Holy Bible and just start reading through it and explaining it. Ain't no Jesus Christ. That's Christianity. That's man-made religion. It's Jesus of Nazareth. Get it right because y'all is lost. Mean y'all lost. You ain't got to be dancing and doing all that in church. Have some respect about yourself and God out. Talking about you praising and know you partying. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. All that hooping and hollering and jumping around. Oh yeah, we be getting down. That's the problem. You're going down. Stand up. Be quiet. You know, if you look at the world, you see God's truth everywhere. Look at the Nation of Islam, for example. You don't see them all dancing around. They got sense. They dress appropriate. They dress the best way they know how. They ain't dancing and jumping around. Take that. Okay? Only thing about the Nation of Islam, they think they got their own way and they got to get out of that. They got to follow what God said. Got to do what God said. All right? Farrakhan do have a little sense to lead his people. He have a little sense, you know, so it's some God ways there. You got to know what you're looking at, though. Time to rebuild the church. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling being a Muslim. I'm not telling you Muslim is right because ain't none of these man-made religious ways right. But I'm showing you how to find God's truth. find God's truth. And like the Jehovah Witness, they got sense enough to keep the Sabbath day holy. You know, they got sense enough to keep the Sabbath day holy. And the rest of the groups don't know how to do this. They even got sense enough to go out and knock on your door to spread the word. And the rest of y'all don't have sense enough to do this. That's what I'm saying. Know what y'all doing out here. Know what y'all doing out here. Stop playing. Yeah, stop playing. Know what y'all doing out here. Because God's truth is everywhere. You just looking at the stuff that's popular. It's just like you go in the shoe store and the number one shoe everybody buying is Jordan. Stop following the worldly ways. Yeah, go to the, get you some decent shoes on your feet and be comfortable. Stop being like the world. Stop doing what the world is doing, because what the world is doing ain't right. Look over there and see who ain't following the world and happy. You know, and you gonna know it because you know what's gonna happen. This is how we rebuild the church. Oh, look at Corey. Man, broke them, man, this, that. You know why they talking about me? Because the devil know and the demons know what time it is. Like, he ain't part of the world. We got to attack him. He gonna have people thinking why and asking questions. So when you have to sit there and say, why? You know, why you not like us? Why you not acting weird or dressing weird or doing weird stuff like us? Because I know God. I know what God wants. I'm a child of God. We all God's children, but how many of y'all go be a child of God? See, that's the thing. That's the whole thing about the whole situation. Y'all destroyed the church. That's how the devil walked in there. And I ain't finna debate with nobody, especially nobody in the church. I remember one day I was talking to this female, and she threw God up because I said something about God. Don't you just hate that? Like, why you didn't mention God before me? Make me smile instead of making me frown because you trying to prove something. You don't have nothing to prove, because I know when it ain't going your way, here come the mess. You go use God's name in vain. Just throwing God's name out there because you trying to impress somebody. And then God slap you across your head saying, hey, don't mess with mine. Don't mess with mine. He was telling you. She was telling you. They was telling you. Then you go disrespect them and play that game and then come up with some low-down stuff to get even. Yeah, I know why stuff happening to people out here. I know why stuff happening to people out here. Yeah, I know why. I'm glad God got me in the situation he got me to get mine right. Get my mind right with his word. Know how to talk to y'all. Know how to deal with y'all. Yeah, see, a lot of people afraid. You got to knock that down. Boom. Like, oh, you think you coming here and doing what? Oh, people in here worshiping and they getting it right and they following out God's holy commandments, and you think you going to come on the lot or the church and do what? Psh. Mama go have a lot of slow singing and flower bringing. Yeah, see, you got to stand against wrong. You got to stand against wrong. If it's wrong and God said no, hey, either you go let it go or we got to go. But we not dealing. And I ain't giving you time to get it right. You go get it right now. You know, people get right on wrong. Have y'all seen that? Have y'all noticed that all these jokers can get right on wrong? I mean, they can get, it's amazing. They can get right on wrong. But can you get right on right? Yeah. And let's clear this up too. Keep all your color stuff out the church too. Oh, black people do this. White people do this. Red people do this. Yellow people do this. We all the same. At the end of the day, we all born, we all die. Okay? No, okay? So don't get it twisted. Y'all go be judged. Every last one of us. For everything we have done. Okay, that's when you need to let it go so God can forgive you. But if you hold on to it, God is not going to forgive you. Yeah, don't do what I do, because I'm doing what God loves. Do what you do, because that's what God loves. See, it's not a trend either. If you ain't for God, you just ain't for God. But if you are for God, be for God. That's when I said earlier, pray in private. You ain't got to put these shows on. Let this mess go.